today marks about the third time that we've heard the parable of the sower over the last 4 or 5 months, at least it seems to be the case. And one of the beauties of the parables is that we literally could read them over and over again every single day of our life, in particular the parable of the sower, because our response to the seed, our response to the Word of God, is not merely a one-time decision that we make, but rather it is a daily decision to say, how is the Word of God going to impact my life today? And every day as we examine ourselves, we too have the possibility to be the seed that fell on the path, goes in one ear, out the other. We have the possibility to be the seed on the rocky ground, which winds up withering for a lack of root, doesn't persevere. We too can be filled with worry and anxiety and be like the seed that falls among thorn that gets choked by this anxiety. Or we have the possibility, of course, of being the fertile soil that bears great fruit. And really, in a way, every day of our life is called to be a response to the Word of God. When we think about how the sower plentifully scatters the seed everywhere, it really is striking in a way that the Word of God can really be found in just about any place. I remember down here in Texas once, I was at a Dairy Queen, and on the counter alongside the ketchup, mustard, salt, and pepper, they also had a Bible there. If you go to a hotel, almost every hotel has a copy of the Word of God. The Bible is in all sorts of different places. It is like this seed which has been plentifully scattered. But to make the decision to actually pick up and read and follow and embrace and to have it impact and guide our daily life, that is a decision that only we can make. When we think of the fruitfulness that Jesus calls us to bear, of course, we can think of our trying to do good works, trying to evangelize and propose Christ to other people, and of course, living a life of charity, and all of that is, of course, bearing good fruit. But we also can look interiorly, in a way, at the own fruit of our heart, which is to say that if the Word of God has truly penetrated into our lives and into our heart, then we should expect that even in moments of difficulty, which require perseverance, but in tumultuous times, that there still would be an interior peace and serenity about life. And this is always a sure sign that the Word of God has truly planted itself within us, when in the midst of tumultuous times, in the midst of fears, in the midst of all sorts of worldly anxieties going on, that the Word of God and Jesus, the bread of life, is enough to sustain us, to give us an interior calm and peace, to be able to say, the storms may be ratcheted up outside of the house, but because my foundation is built on Jesus Christ, the one true Word of God, I'm able to persevere and encounter these tumultuous times with a peaceful and serene spirit within. And this too, my brothers and sisters, then, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would always treasure His sacred Word, in particular that Word that we encounter at the daily Mass, certainly on the Sunday Mass, and that we would allow that Word to truly guide and shape our lives, to form our decisions, and ultimately to bear great fruit in our life, that we would experience the peace of Christ, that we would be able to share this peace with others in a very tumultuous world. Amen.